Blog Talk Radio.
We are back, we are ready, and it is going to be a night. Thank you so much for joining me here. A new Wednesday night tradition here for 15 Minutes Fan. Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios. Welcome to the debut edition of 15 Minutes of Fan Sports Trivia Extravaganza. We'll get to the rules and regulations in just a bit. But first of all, we need to bring in our first guest. It is... See, I had to make the joke. Darren Mueller joining me here. He is the first contestant on 15 Minutes of Fan Sports Trivia. Darren, are you ready for tonight's show, and do you feel confident about your chances?
I think so, and I guess we'll find out.
I allowed Darren to kind of call his shot with this one, just kind of choose his own subject that he thinks he's best at. Darren, what exactly did you choose? Tell the listeners what you chose.
I chose K-State football.
Kansas State football. All right. I have cooked up some questions for you concerning that subject. Let me quickly run through the rules. Five questions, rising in difficulty as they go. You get 15 seconds to answer the first question, and each round you will get 15 seconds longer than the previous. So 15, 30, 45, so forth. But I must take your first answer for every question, and you must answer the first one correctly to stay in the game, but each one thereafter earns you points and a prize. The points will add up and put you in a tournament at the end of the year, and the winner of that tournament earns a very nice prize, including some tickets to the Kansas City Royals. Now, after today, I don't know that winning tickets to a Kansas City Royals game is all that much of a great thing. They have kind of stunk up the joint the last couple of nights. But ultimately, that is your final prize. So, Darren, are you ready? And can we get ready? Oh, also, one more thing. And this one is important, Darren. This one is very important. No Googling. Is that a fair thing?
Right now, so I'm sitting in my pickup, so I just got off work, so don't have access to Google.
Okay. Well, we are ready to go, so let's just jump right into it. And this, I feel, is a fairly easy question. Question number one, this past season, Bill Snyder, the head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats, earned his 200th career win. Against which team did Snyder notch that win?
KU.
Ding, ding, ding. Darren, you have the first one. Congratulations. You get a little bit of nice little bling, but just you have to admit that one was pretty easy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. We've got a couple others here that I think may be a little bit tougher. Question number two. Which former Kansas State Wildcat and Tampa Bay Buccaneer has the longest field goal made in Kansas State history?
That's my boy, Martin Gramatica.
Martin Gramatica. He kicked one that I think has still not landed yet back in 1999, I believe. Gramatica just absolutely obliterated a ball. And
I think it was 67 yards against
68 yards. Yes. And that just seems to me incredible. But, yes, that the answer was Martin Gramatica. So, hey, two for two. We're getting there. You seem to know what you're talking about with these Kansas State Wildcats.
Quick story. Martin Gramatica was my favorite player growing up when I was a kid. For some odd reason, Automatic Gramatica was my favorite player. I think I still have his Tampa Bay Buccaneer jersey.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, you know your stuff. You know your early 90s stuff. But we'll find out how early 90s you know. Kansas State won their first bowl game. Question number three. Kansas State won their first bowl game in 1993. In what bowl did they do it, and against who?
I think it was the Copper Bowl against BYU, I think.
I'm going to give you half credit for that, because it was the Cotton Bowl. But you picked the wrong team out west.
It was the Wyoming Cowboys.
It was the Wyoming Cowboys. All right, question number four. And this one I find interesting. Kansas State has been to 19 bowls. I did quite a bit of research on this today. K-State has been to 19 bowls under Bill Snyder. Yet they've only played the same team more than once. So say they would play one in 1993, the other in 2004. What two teams has Kansas State played more than once? And I will give you a hint. One, they have played three times. What two schools has Kansas State played in a bowl more than one time?
Arkansas and
2012 and 2016, the Arkansas Razorbacks in the Cotton Bowl and the Liberty Bowl. Who else?
Syracuse, I
controversy.
Believe.
Excuse me?
Syracuse.
The Orange get it. 1997, the Fiesta Bowl, the 2001 Insight.com Bowl, and that controversial one in New York, the Pinstripe Bowl, in which the salute was the big issue. Man, that was still a game that Kansas State has to rue. I think that probably is top two, maybe three in Kansas State history that they absolutely just despise. Obviously, we know that one in the Big 12 championship pretty much hurt too. All right, You are 4 out of 5. Number five. This one you're going to have to do some thinking on, and this one I'm going to need more than one answer. You get 90 seconds to throw out as many names as possible. Kansas State has had nine MVPs in nine bowls. Name five of those MVPs. Throw out as many names as you absolutely can. I will tell you yes or no. And you don't get penalized if you have a wrong answer. But if you can name five in 90 seconds, it's all yours.
Colin Klein. Quarters.
Yes.
Michael Bishop.
That's one. No.
Darren Sproles.
No.
Josh Scobie.
No.
Kevin Lockett.
Kevin Lockett.
Aaron Lockett.
No. Kevin Lockett. Think same family.
Lynn Dickey.
No, not Lynn Dickey either. This is under
Tyler
Bill
Lockett.
Snyder. There you go. That's
Tyler
three.
Lockett.
That's three.
You're
thinking
Bill
too
Snyder,
far back.
L. Roberson.
No.
Jonathan Beasley.
Yes. That's four. Come on. Five.
Yamon Figures.
No.
Darnell McDonald. Did I say him? Quincy Morgan.
No. Think early. They won the Copper Bowl.
Chad May.
No. You have 20 seconds.
Who was there?
You're thinking too far back.
For 1993, that was the year I was born.
You have four. Go. Come on. You're thinking way too far back.
I said Jesse Ertz.
Bang. Right on the buzzer, too. Jesse Ertz, you are thinking way too far back, Darren.
Yeah.
way too far back.
when you said the first one, I was thinking 1993.
No, well, that also happened. Let me list off exactly who the nine bowl MVPs were. Andre Coleman, 1993. This one made me laugh. Brian Kavanaugh. Does the name Brian Kavanaugh mean anything to you?
I couldn't even tell you who that is.
Brian Kavanaugh was a star QB. 1995, I believe they played BYU in that ball game. Brian Kavanaugh went off. Kevin Lockett, 1997. Jonathan Beasley won it twice. Jonathan Beasley won MVP of bowls twice, 1999 and 2001. Also in 1999, there was a bowl that they handed out both offensive and defensive MVPs, to Kansas State. Darren Howard in 1999. L. Roberson, as you mentioned. In 2013, there were three. Jake Waters, Tyler Lockett, Dante Barnett, but all in 2013, and Jesse Ertz, 2016. Five out of five, Darren. You aced it. You are in the playoffs now. You absolutely ran through this thing, quite frankly. You got that fifth one like that. I mean, it was split second. You got that fifth one. Congratulations. You are into the tournament coming up in just a few weeks. We'll have a lot more candidates for that. You get a couple of weeks off, but we will see you back here in just a few weeks. I believe it will be early June that we will have that kickoff, depending on some variables. So congratulations. You did very well. And just hats off to you, because that was very, very impressive. I stick around. I will get your information in a little bit, but I will, again, congratulations. That was incredible. And again, fans, if you want to join me, hit the Facebook page, hit my personal page, also hit me on Twitter. If you want to be in Darren's spot, join me, hit me up wherever you want to. And Darren, was this a tough thing? Did you have a little fun?
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
It's fun. Really fun. All right. Darren Mueller, congratulations. You are the first entrant into the playoff. You did what the Royals did last year. You made the playoffs, buddy. You made the playoffs. All right. Well, thank you so much, and we will see you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks. I enjoyed it.
Great. That was Darren Mueller. He just got it in that last couple of seconds. I hope everyone had some fun with that. I know I did. I had a lot of fun just researching this. And but again, if you do want to be a part of this show, and we will do this every Wednesday night at the same time. Every Wednesday night, because I know there are things going on Wednesday. So every Wednesday, 6:30. We will have a 15 minutes of fan trivia show. If you want to be a part of it, go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans, or hit me up on Twitter @JeffWortz1, or send me a direct message on my own private page. That's fine. If you want to do that. Just let me know. We will have this, as I said, every Wednesday night. Have a little fun with it. And let me know not only that you want to join, but also a topic that you think you are good at, a topic that you know, and we will get you set up. Again, had a lot of fun with it. Darren was great. Just made it in. But congratulations to him. He will be in the playoff coming up in just a few weeks. Still yet to be determined exactly how that playoff is going to shake out, but we will have that coming up in just a few weeks. Before we get off air, do want to mention a couple of quick things. Congratulations to Frank Mason. He gets yet another trophy. It's still up for the Naismith. I believe that comes out tonight We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Also, we'll talk tomorrow, if we have to, we'll talk tomorrow about just this terrible Royals performance today. We'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow's show. Do join me for tomorrow's show back in our normal time slot, 8 a.m. blogtalkradio.com/15forfans. And as always, you can check it out on the podcast 24 hours a day. Whenever you want to hear my stinking voice, you can do it on that same page. But again, if you do want to be on this show, hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter, however you feel like doing it, and let me know you want to be a part of the 15 Minutes of Fan Trivia show. Thank you so much for tuning in on the debut episode. I hope everyone had a lot of fun, and we'll come back next week. Again, next Wednesday, same time, same place, but tomorrow I will be on at the regular scheduled time. Have a great Wednesday night. We'll see you back here bright and early, 8 a.m. on 15 Minutes of Fan.